Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Hello, my friends, and welcome aboard the Yacht Rock Show, COVID number 17. Say hello to Joe Carlisle.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
And hello to Samir on the wheel.
The great Samir on the wheel.
Joseph.
Yes.
How's it doing? How are you?
We're good.
We're good?
You mean how have I been since I saw you like 15 minutes ago?
That's right. We did get together today. Yeah.
I like when we get together the day of the show because we actually drive around and we have the luxury of previewing a lot of the tunes we're going to play.
Right.
So the show actually flows better because we know what we're going to play.
That's so true.
We actually listen to them.
We were driving around and we were checking out a bunch of tunes. So we got a lot of nice surprises on this one.
Yeah, we were quite surprised today, the stuff we were finding.
Yeah, man. Now, let me tell you, seek and you shall find. And I mean it. There's a lot of yachty music out there, folks, that needs to be discovered. And believe me, every day I find something.
We're here to bring it to you.
And we are here to bring it. So, why don't we get started?
Go ahead.
Let's do a favorite remix of ours. We love this. This is the Philip Steers Tsunami remix. I love that tsunami.
Of what tune?
Of Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze.
For two. Hi, this is Al Stewart, here with your host, Eddie Gans. It's the greatest soft rock ever made. And next up, Midnight Rocks.
You say with best intention, let's throw away convention, set sail across the water to find the tides of fortune. I say please understand it, don't let our love be stranded upon the midnight rocks. Oh yeah, upon the midnight rocks. You say there's no endeavor we couldn't try together, no storm we couldn't weather, we'll ride the wind forever. I hear the words you've spoken, don't let our love be broken upon the midnight rocks. Oh yeah, upon the midnight rocks.
It's funny, that song, when we spoke with Al, he said a lot of people don't request that song, and that was a big hit for him. Pretty funny, right? That's weird.
Is that really the third follow-up to the first two big hits?
I would think so. Bro, this song was a top 20 smash. I remember it well, but you never hear it.
I don't remember hearing it on the radio back in the day, for sure.
Look at that.
I mean, I remember Time Passages, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Of course. So
I can't forget.
So today is David Pack's birthday. He's exactly 10 years older than me. Yeah, Mr. Ambrosia. So we want to have to say happy birthday to David Pack from Ambrosia.
Do we have a song from him to play, or are we just going to wish him happy birthday and tell him to go take a walk?
No. Take a walk. Hey, David, take a walk. So, No, we're going to play from his 1984 solo album, which is phenomenal, folks. It's so underrated. There's a great song on there called I Just Can't Let Go with James Ingram, Michael McDonald, and David Pack doing the background vocals. It's insane.
Oh, man. It's great.
Woo! Yeah. But we played that one before, but we're going to play one we've never played. This should have been huge. Why this wasn't released as a single is beyond me. Hopefully we can find out soon when we speak with David. But here it is. It's called My Baby, David Pack.
Titans of Yacht Rock. And you'll hear more. It's Yacht Rock. It's the Yacht Rock Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world premiere of a great new soft drink. The world premiere of Diet Coke.
Introducing Diet Coke. You're going to drink it just for the taste of it. Introducing Diet Coke. This is the one from Coca-Cola. Recall the taste with just one calorie.
Just for the taste of it.
Diet Coke.
It's my turn to operate.
Operate?
Butterfingers.
It's Operation the Wacky Doctor's
Here's
Game.
Your call.
Batteries not included.
Take out asparagus for $100.
Oh, you'll never do that.
Don't touch the sides.
Here goes his funny bone.
It takes a very steady hand.
I did it. That's $200 for me.
May I play?
Operation. A Milton Bradley game.
We'll be right back.
The Great Jerry Rafferty.
Great Jerry Rafferty. But I always remember, I love this version. It's different. If you hear the other one,
remix.
It's longer. This is a remix.
Remastered. Actually. It's a remaster.
It's a single. It's much shorter than the other one. And the other one is very slow. If you do A and B, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll hear what I'm talking about.
You always talk about that there's a slow version.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this version. The slow one, it just drags.
I can't contain my excitement any longer. We're finally going to play the song I've been requesting for weeks.
Oh, yeah,
which we've played before, and Samir and I like.
We've played this before, yeah.
And I just get an itching for it, because it's all Toto guys, right? Isn't it
the whole Toto
band? On this Finnis Henderson tune, and it's called?
That's right. Blame It on the Night.
Hi everyone, this is Alan Parsons of the Alan Parsons Project. I'm here with your host, Eddie Gantz. We're keeping it smooth just for you, and thanks for listening to the Yacht Rock Show.
Alan Parsons. But Joe, you were talking about Finnis Henderson being Swedish.
Yeah, no. I thought he was one of those Swedish guys. He was born in Chicago. I'm reading it now.
Of course.
Yeah, I thought he was. Do we know anybody named Finnis? Have you ever heard? And then the last name Henderson.
Never.
It just sounded like one of those Swedish connections. And the tune sounds like one of those, you know, like State Cows or something like that.
Ted Gardestad.
Yeah, Gardestad. Right? That's I was completely under the impression
very
that he was from that Swedish connection.
Slick sounding. Very slick.
But apparently Finnis is an American name.
And Finnis went on to do weddings and something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he really?
Yeah. High-end affairs, so on and so forth, like me, you know, doing those parties, events, corporate events.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's right.
I think so now he does cruise ships and stuff.
Well, nobody's doing cruise ships now. That's
for
sure.
Was.
So we got Greg Fillinganes. Who's Greg Fillinganes? He's been on the show plenty of times.
Right.
By himself and with Toto. He did that Italian album.
Quincy Jones.
The one that they got screwed over on. Yeah, no. Greg Fillinganes.
Oh, right. Oh, so he's on that Toto album?
Yeah.
Italian record label screwed them on?
That's right. That's a great album.
Yeah,
we're talking about. Yeah. So here's
also,
his solo
Quincy
effort.
Quincy Jones always used Greg Fillinganes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fender Rhodes Meister.
Right. I told you that story about the Fender Rhodes that Michael Jackson had gifted to Greg Fillinganes. And Quincy Jones always called him Mouse. For some reason, he had a nickname
Mouse.
For Greg Fillinganes called him Mousy.
And
he kept stopping him during the session saying, Mouse, that Rhodes is just dead. There's something wrong with that Rhodes. And he said, well, I ain't getting rid of it. It was a gift from Michael Jackson. He goes, well, it's just dead. We're using it here. We're not using it on this session. Something about the Rhodes is just a funny story. I don't know where I saw that. Some one of those DVD extras or something like that.
So but, they could stop using the Rhodes?
I think they probably replaced it with the Rhodes E. Which was the magical Rhodes.
The magical
Which I'm
Rhodes.
Sure Jay Graydon will tell us about if we ever get him on the
Oh, we will.
Or David Foster. I'm sure we have more of a chance of getting Jay Graydon than David Foster.
That's true. So now, let's feature Greg. And this is a solo from his solo album called Pulse. And this was written by,
Donald
Steely
Fagan.
Dan man, Donald Fagan. Kicking.
That's why we love
it. Love this.
Not to mention Greg Fillinganes.
What's it called? Lazy Nina.
Lazy Nina.
Here it is.
In the maze with lazy Nina, walking watching Soul Train, reading the paper, going to movies, and at night we sing da 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 da.
This is the Yacht Rock Radio Show. It's soft rock from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. This is Yacht Rock. For more Yacht Rock.
For some people, colas become a taste habit they find hard to break out of. Yet if they would only pour a glassful of crisp, clean-tasting 7-Up, they will find it's remarkably easy to enjoy a taste. So light and refreshing. You know you love the taste of 7-Up. Marvelous. So why let a taste habit keep you bottled up?
Don't you feel good? 7-Up.
Isn't the color a little dark?
Believe me, you'll get used to it.
These days, it's pretty hard to get things done your way. But not at Burger King.
Two Whoppers and two chocolate shakes.
Could we have the Whoppers with extra ketchup on them?
Sure.
See, Burger King doesn't make all its delicious 100% pure beef hamburgers ahead of time. You want your Whopper built some special way? You get it without a lot of waiting.
Have it your way at Burger King.
Hi, this is Christopher Cross.
great Christopher Cross. That's another remix, that. Right?
Yeah, that's the... Well, that's the single. It's the single Joey Negro remix, which is phenomenal. We played the longer version of it. That's the single version. So, but I love that. He tastefully done. Ah, excellent. Gotta love it. So, now we're bringing on one of our favorite bands ever. You know, we always have Toto on board.
It's not a Yacht Rock Show episode without Toto
without, on board. That's right. I mean, I even had a listener say, hey, we forgot there was one. Well, we try to get them on all the time. But one listener, I think, from Germany was saying, hey, no Toto this week.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, there are some times we actually discover so much new stuff, we forget to add a Toto.
That's right. So, well, I love this one. This
oh,
is so cool, right?
I know. Oh, and the guitar solo, oh my God. One of the coolest guitar solos. A little bit of bebop language in the middle there. I really love it. I mean, as a musician, it speaks to me because he's, you know, Luke is more than just like pyrotechnics on the guitar. He really knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
You know, theory-wise.
Absolutely.
But I'll let it speak for itself. So here's Chinatown from Toto.
Yeah, let's bring out the guys.
Hey, this is Steve Lukather.
I'm Jeff Picaro.
I'm Mike Picaro.
My name is David Page.
I'm Joseph Williams.
We are Toto.
Next up, Chinatown.
Take the cable car to Jackson. It's a Friday night affair. You can feel it in the air. This open boy has found a place to roam.
As unfamiliar faces watch every move you make, and at midnight gangs are sneaking through the alleyway where they used to play.
Down in Chinatown,
are always longer than the days.
Down in Chinatown, whoa,
with the dragon eyes that overlook the bay. Hey, hey, hey. You might wanna play it
Let me tell you, Joe.
There's no band like Toto.
As brief as it is.
Amazing. Amazing. So, what time is it?
It's time Samir forgot to release the anger. There it is.
Dutch anchor. And on the anchor, we're going to see if Neil Sedaka. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. Neil Sedaka getting down on the yacht? Maybe.
Didn't you say that was Marcus Miller?
No, I don't know who that is, Joe. We couldn't find any credits on this thing.
Right.
You know?
I'm starting to think that when we drop the anchor, it's pretty much just to let everybody know we think this is somewhat yachty.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, this is definitely...
That's disco yacht for sure.
I think it's more R&B rap. Okay, here it goes a little disco-ish. I love the horns.
What year is that? 1980? 81?
1980. Now this album is called In the Pocket, and meanwhile, this was not a single. The actual single was the duet with his daughter.
Oh, right, which is the song after this one.
Probably Should Have Never Let You Go. It's called Should Have Never Let You Go. Nice duet. And that was the last time Neil Sedaka entered the charts.
Oh, with that song, with the duet?
Correct.
How old do you think the daughter is? Because I thought she was a little younger than that. I mean, 1980, well, she was already in her 20s, I guess?
Probably.
Now, baby, we both know.
This is funky, man. I like that. And he sounds like a female.
Yes, right? He sounds like a woman a lot of the time.
He's in that
graduating class from all those people that went to Lincoln High in Brooklyn, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was Barbra Streisand and
Neil Diamond.
He's in that. He's in that group.
He's in that.
I'm not sure it was the exact graduating year.
So is Barry Manilow.
And Barry Manilow, right. Which we heard a bunch of his stuff today, too, cruising around.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some yacht stuff.
Yachtish stuff. Yes.
We're going to coin a new term, yachtish. Like, when it's yacht-ish. Not quite yacht, but it's close.
Right. Yeah. Well, I like this, man. It's got nice horns.
Yeah, right. we were going to showcase it on the Drop the Anchor segment, but we knew it was kind of get a bunch of anchors from you.
It's definitely yachty.
Yeah, it's yachty. It's good.
Yeah, good. Loving it.
So what? There was something, though. There was some sort of aspect of it that we knew. I think it wasn't Jay Graydon involved. Something, was that something else we were listening to?
That's Dara Sedaka's solo album.
Oh, and that has all those guys involved.
It has David Foster producing it. All the Toto members are on it. But that couldn't even help it. I don't even think it was released in the States.
Right, it was a Japan-only release.
I believe so, which is very strange. I love the horns. I'm a junkie for your love. Funny. Oh, it's got the flute going on. Oh, nice. Man, I never knew Neil could get funky.
I'm not sure he can. All due respect.
You know what this is, though.
Yeah, he pulled it off, but it was like, you know, you got to jump on the bandwagon. 1980, what? This is what's happening. You got to give it a shot. Everybody did.
Right.
And just the fact that we love him is what we give him a pass on, you know, because he can do no wrong.
But go figure. He never released as a single.
Like death metal, maybe we'd say he did wrong then.
All right.
Neil Sedaka's new death metal album would probably not get a favorite.
Right, exactly. Hey, didn't Pat Boone do it?
Well, that was just...
Pat Boone, remember?
He was in jest. You know, I mean, that was done on purpose that you knew it was going to... He was like the most white bread, cleanest guy, clean cut guy, and he's going to come and do crazy death metal. Like, one thing that was actually a hit was when Johnny Cash did a bunch of tunes. Like, he did like Black Hole Sun from... what was that band? Or they were Chris Cornell. Henry would kill me if he was blanking on it. Remember, Johnny Cash did a bunch of semi-modern tunes for the 90s.
He did
a bunch of grunge stuff that won the Black Hole Sun. Who's the band that Chris Cornell was in that does Black Hole Sun and Jesus Christ Pose, Johnny Cash did.
That reminds me of Glenn Campbell, too. He did something similar to that, you know. An album with a current songs, twist. Right?
Are you gonna go on record and give this some anchors or no?
Yeah, this is a definite. It's on. This floats the boat.
Yeah,
and I give it 3 anchors.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, I like it.
Neil.
I certainly like
Neil's,
it.
Neil's on. Cool.
Neil's always
on. All right,
on.
And we're moving on.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis LeCourier of Dr. Hook. And Captain Eddie said he was going to play one of our songs. So come on, do it. Thank you, pal.
Bye. was captivated, and I waited for you, babe. Every lonely night was so fascinating. Hesitated just a bit too long. You got me. Be the fool tonight. Come on, baby. Who will be the fool tonight? Come on, baby. Now, sweet sensation.
Buzz Lightyear and Mr. Larson.
Buzz Lightyear. Now, Mr. Buzz Featon.
Inventor of the Buzz Featon tuning system. He invented like a tuning thing for guitar, like to make guitars play more in tune. It's kind of like a hardware thing for guitars. He invented it. Buzz Featon tuning.
That's great.
Yeah, like a tuning concept. Wow. Yeah, it has to do with fine tuning, the actual tuning of an instrument. Now that I've sufficiently bored the audience with something they don't give a damn about.
What is it? It's an app?
No. It's an actual hardware thing on the guitar. Like, you know, if anybody knows what a nut is on the guitar, it's right before the tuning peg. And down at the bridge, too, where you do adjustments to adjust intonation as the audience snores. He invented something that it kind of extends those so you get more accurate tuning when you set an instrument up.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Mr. Buzz Featon, hell of a guitar player.
Did you hear that deafening noise of everybody turning the show off as I talk about that?
Larson and Featon, who'll be the fool? And, of course, Fools. That's a big part of the Yacht Rock thing.
Prominent there.
But now we got a surprise. We got one of the Stallones. Isn't that crazy?
Not Sylvester, though, thank God.
Not Sylvester. He was named not a singer, but this is his younger brother, Frank.
Frank Stallone.
Yeah,
he did a bunch of music stuff. I mean, he was in Rocky. He was actually in Rocky. He's on the corner when Rocky's going home one night, and there's that doo-wop group singing "Take It Back." take it back around the like the burning oil can on the corner of the street. Do you remember that scene?
Oh, yeah.
That's Frank Stallone and his like singing group there. So he's been doing music, you know, while he was while Sly was doing movies, he was always in tandem doing music stuff. So
that's
he
right.
kept going just like Sly did.
And then he came and he did the Bar From Over. Remember the Staying Alive?
Oh, right.
Right?
Which Stallone produced that, or he directed that? He directed that.
I believe he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Not a bad song.
No, it was pretty cool.
Not at all, yeah. But here he is with a very yachty, to say the least. And the interesting title, right, Joe? Once More, Never Again?
Yeah, Samir was saying... In other words, Once More, Never Again. What was it, Samir? Yeah, no, he won't talk. It was Once More, Never Again, also known as One More Time.
One more time.
You're not going to hear that. He's going to take himself out.
Oh, no, leave it.
Yeah, he's just in our cans. The audience is not going to hear it.
Okay. Well,
no, but what did I say, Samir?
What?
I said One More, also known as One Last Time. What's the title again?
Hey, listen, it's a great song.
It took us by really. We're joking around, but it took us by surprise today.
Yeah,
we're like,
no.
This is Frank Stallone. He's doing some yachty stuff. So
not
we thought
shabby.
It was. We thought it was worth. Putting it on. So Once More, Never Again, also known as One Last Time.
By Frank Stallone. Here it is.
So many times you almost think we'd memorize all the words and practice how to cry. And someday we're gonna face the facts and never take each other back. Where, baby, we try. Change my mind. Once more, never again. Promises we fail to keep, careless words that cut too deep, fill the night and just won't go away. When everything is said and done, no matter how we try to run, we come back to stay. Once more, never again. Every time we reach the end, we tell ourselves we're leaving, as if we really care. Once more, never again. Every time we say goodbye, my heart makes me change my mind. Once more, never again. So many changes turn us into strangers, but the best part of leaving you is coming back to reach for
coming back to my
Hi everyone, this is Glenn Shorrock, the original lead singer of the Little River Band, we're keeping it smooth right here on the Yacht Rock Show. Next up, Lady.
Look around you. Look up here. Take time to make time. Make time to be there. Look around. Be a part. Feel for the winter, but don't have a cold heart. And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need you. A long time ago I had a lady to love. She made me think of things I never thought of. Now she's gone and I'm on my own. A love song has come into my mind. A love song that was there all the time. So lady, let me take a look at you. Not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need you.
So lady, let me take a look at you now. You're there on the dance floor, making me want you so.
It's been a while since we played that.
Right?
I got to tell Sue's cousin about that. She loves that song. We dedicated that to her one time.
We did.
We say, we're playing it again. Hopefully she's been listening the whole time.
So, it's that time again, Joe. I'm so glad we had this time together.
We're done.
That's it. We're last song, One for the Road, and it's a good one.
Which one?
Nielsen from Nielsen Pearson, Mearson's Pearson law firm.
Can I speak to Mr. Pearson, please?
Can I speak to Mr. Pearson? He's out to lunch.
How about Mr. Pearson? He's not here either. How about Mr. Pearson? He's on vacation. And Mr. Pearson speaking.
Nielsen Schmielsen. Pearson.
Nielsen Schmielsen. Oh, we got to play some Harry Nielsen.
Nielsen.
He doesn't quite make it, but he's adjacent, isn't he?
You never know. They might have something, Yachty. We got to dig. All right, so let's say goodbye.
Yeah,
so
goodbye, folks, everybody. Right? Thanks for tuning in. We're happy to be here for you and with you. And
that's right.
We'll see you next week.
Always a pleasure. Keep it smooth, my friends. And here's Nielsen Pearson, If You Should Sail. See ya.
Bye-bye.
On the next Yacht Rock Show.
Game, it's nothing new. Try to hide.